Welcome back to the Bite Me Nutrition Podcast. Today, I'm going to try and get you to eat more beans and lentils. They're so good for you. They're cheap. They're shelf stable, so minimal food waste. They're an okay source of protein. They're pretty good, but they're a fantastic source of fiber and lots of other healthy plant compounds. And so it's something that we could all benefit from consuming more of. Now, I know there are some issues with these sorts of foods that people struggle with. So I'm going to go through two quick hacks that can help you increase the lentils and the beans and things in your diet without some of the unwanted side effects that we might come across, right? They just fit in with other foods so easily. Pardon me. Sprinkling over salads, mixing them through like any kind of all in together dishes, you know, the classic lentils in your spaghetti bolognese or through soups or stews or curries or all of those sorts of things. They're such an easy food to hide in other foods. Or if you've had the edge or snack time little tins, just to eat directly from the tin because they're delicious, except for the lime one. That one's gross, but the rest of them also fantastic. However, as we know, beans, they're good for your heart. But the more you eat, the more you fart. That's the, you know, directly from the textbook. And so the reason why this happens is because of something called FODMAPs, which you might be familiar with. FODMAP stands for fermentable oligo di mono. I knew I was going to stuff that up. Fermentable oligo mono and disaccharides and polyols. FODMAPs. Did I get that right? Yes. Great. That's what FODMAPs stand for. Basically, what they are is little fibers, little chains of carbohydrates in foods that some of us don't digest and break down very well. Everyone kind of has different levels of their ability to break down these FODMAPs. For some people, they, you know, I'm sure you've got that friend that can eat a whole tin of baked beans and be fine. I'm fortunate, that's me. But then, you know, other people are going to have different results. So this is specifically due to two types of FODMAPs: galacto-oligosaccharides, otherwise known as GOS, and sometimes also fructans. Beans and lentils and that family of foods is very high in those FODMAPs, particularly the GOS. And like I said, that these are things that we can struggle to digest. And so what that means is these little fibers get all the way through from, you know, our mouth, through our stomach, through our small intestine, and all the way to our large intestine. And it's there where the trouble can begin, because our large intestine is where the large majority of our gut bacteria live. And the gut bacteria love FODMAPs, right? Because it's one of their foods, and they kind of get a little bit overexcited, and they can over ferment those foods, because fermentation is kind of the process by which they break down these fibers and things. And so a byproduct of that fermentation is excess gas, and that can cause bloating, it can cause water retention, it can cause, you know, all of those uncomfortable symptoms that you might have experienced after eating beans and lentils and things of that nature. So that's what's happening. But like I said, there's two things we can do to help reduce the likelihood of that happening and allow you to eat more of this incredibly nutritious and cost-effective food. Two of my favorite words. Let's assume cost-effective is one word. So the first thing is starting with small portions. That's really, really critical. All right. These, the fibers in these foods, they're kind of hard work for our body and our gut to digest, right? And so similar to going to the gym, the more of these foods that you eat over time, the better your body does get at digesting and absorbing them. Same way, if you continue to go to the gym, you get stronger and you get better at, you know, adjusting to those weights. Now, similarly, the first time you go to the gym, it's probably going to be, you're going to hurt for a few days or a week afterwards, right? Even if you are sensible. But especially if you're not sensible and you go to the gym and in your first gym session, you're there for an hour and you pick up every weight and you absolutely destroy yourself, you're probably not going to be able to walk for the next 3 weeks, right? And that's definitely what can happen with beans and lentils and things. People go, oh, I should eat some of these, and they eat like half a can. And so it's really important to start with a small dose. I've had clients start with like a tablespoon, half a tablespoon, just sprinkling a couple of beans over a salad or a few lentils throughout, you know, their spaghetti, those sorts of things. And you can just gradually increase that dose over time as your gut becomes better and stronger at breaking down these foods. Now, everyone's tolerance for these foods is going to be different, even if you follow these hacks, right? You know, so someone might tap out at a quarter of a cup or two tablespoons, or someone might be able to, like I said, end up eating the whole can. But either way, you're still including these foods in, which is pretty awesome. The next really interesting, I think, hack is using canned varieties of these foods. So canned lentils, canned beans, those sorts of things, because canned lentils and beans have a much lower FODMAP content compared to their dried counterparts. And this is because FODMAPs are water soluble. And so because your beans and lentils are sitting in the can for a long time, they're sitting in water, the FODMAPs in those foods kind of dissolve and leach out into the liquid in the can. And so when you drain that can, you're draining off a lot of the extra FODMAP content, so you don't have to digest and absorb those. You can take that an extra step further and make sure that you rinse those canned lentils and beans, because that can further reduce the FODMAP content, making them once again even easier for you to digest. So I've had so many clients who haven't been able to eat these foods, and by following those two steps, starting with smaller portions and gradually building them over time, and doing that with canned and rinsed varieties of these foods, they've been able to include way more than they ever thought they were going to be able to do. So if these are foods that you have avoided for the aforementioned, you know, windy reasons or pain, you know, I don't want to make light of gut symptoms. Obviously, they can really suck. But if that's something you've been struggling with and avoiding these foods, give those two hacks a try, and I think you'll be in luck. All right. I'll chat to you next time. Bye.